Okay, we're going to start a new topic. What I said, we spoke at the end of finishing all the mitzvahs, including Kiddush Levana of Shabbos. I thought it was a good idea to maybe pick one, maybe larger topic. We'll see if we can finish by the end of the year. That would be Bishul. That would be Bishul. Eitan suggested such a thing. Shkarech Eitan. Anyway, so we're gonna try.
What's his last name? Eitan what?
We're gonna try to learn the Torah, and we're gonna try to do Bishul. So, but in the beginning, Bishul. Just so we know that. Okay, there are two Ikar Simanim in Bishul in the Shulchan Aruch. There is the Ikar Simen of Bishul Midoraisa Shin Yichas, and then there is Rishon Gimel, which deals with Isurim Bishul Midorabanan, such as Chazara Hatmana Shehiya, also Rishon Zayin, Rishon Ches. Okay. Hopefully we'll get to discuss all those simanim as best as we possibly can. We're obviously pressed for time. But in the beginning of Shinid Ches, in the beginning of the simanim of Bishul, is the halacha of Maisa Shabbos. What is Maisa Shabbos? Maisa Shabbos basically means that if a person violates Shabbos, a person accidentally, on purpose, we'll see whether there's a difference between those two approaches, violates Shabbos, what is the status of that malachan which they violated? And if you think about it, it's, you know, just take a step back. What type of malacha is Asr on Shabbos? I know we're transitioning now from the Asays to now we're in the malachos. So what type of malacha is on Shabbos? If we can be magnum malacha on Shabbos, what type of malacha is that? Give me two words. Malachas machshavas. Excellent. Okay, right, malachas machshavas. Malachas machshavas is the type of malacha which is Asr on Shabbos. What does it mean, malachas machshavas? Malachas machshavas means, an intentional creative action. Okay? That's what type of malacha which is Asr on Shabbos. Shabbos is unique. There's a lot of loopholes. What do I mean by that? That when it comes to Shabbos, in order to actually violate it on a Doraisa level, you need that level of intent. You need malachas machshavas. So if you hammer away, you'll see this in the poskim a lot, if you hammer away at either the intent of your malacha, or in terms of the direct action that you're performing, that will change the calculation whether you violate Shabbos or not. So, for example, you've heard of things like Davar Sheinu Miskaven, correct? You've heard of a malacha Sheinu Tzicha L'gufa, a psikresha. All those things, basically, are going to be asur only midirabanan. And in terms of action, so you've heard something Maisa, and there's also something called, if it's not Maisa, what is it? Grama. Excellent, right? Grama, an indirect action. When you have a combination of both of these factors, sometimes something which seemingly seems like malacha becomes mutter. If you have one or the other, so it may be mutter, maybe asr, but the point is that you need malachas machshavas. But the interesting thing to keep in mind is that you're actually creating something. There's creative action which is taking place on Shabbos. And therefore we want to know, if one engaged in that creative action, what is the status of that new thing which you've created? So the source for this Gemara, it comes up in Masechta Shabbos as well as Masechta Chulin. I put on Chulin on Daf. Source number one, the Makor Chulin Daf Tazvav of an Aleph on Mevashal B'Shabbos, one who cooks on Shabbos B'Shogeg. Okay, whether if he does it B'Shogeg, Yochal, you're allowed to eat and benefit from the malacha that person performed. B'Meizid Lo Yochal, but if he does it B'Meizid, then you cannot be binena from that malacha. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Excellent. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says b'shogeg. If you do b'shogeg, yochal b'motzei Shabbos. Then you're allowed to benefit from that b'motzei Shabbos. B'meizid lo yochal olamis. But if it was b'meizid, then you cannot benefit at all. Rabbi Yochanan Asadler Omer, Rabbi Yochanan Asadler, the most, ambitious or machmir of the opinions, Omer, B'shogeg Yochal Motzei Shabbos, La'achirev V'lo, B'shogeg, it would be mutter for others on Motzei Shabbos, but not for the individual who violated Shabbos, the one who cooked. B'meizid, Lo Yochal Olamis, Lo V'lo L'achirev. But if he cooked on Shabbos, B'meizid, meaning he knew it was Shabbos, and he cooked nonetheless, then him and others are not allowed to benefit b'chlal from that Isser Malacha. So a couple of things before we go forward. First of all, now we understand why it's written in the beginning of Shinin Ches, right? Because the case of Maisa Shabbos that the Gemara uses, the example, the dogma in the Gemara is dealing with Bishul. So that's why it's placed in Shulchan Aruch by Shinin Ches. Okay. The Also, just to define for us very quickly, what's the difference between mezid and shogeg when it comes to Shabbos? Anybody know? There's two forms of shogeg. Okay, no, shogeg would, you know, could be pater of
alasar.
Forgot
about Shabbos.
Okay, excellent. Yeah.
You know Shabbos, or you didn't know what you're doing.
Excellent. So that's the basic definition when it comes to shogeg, dafka v'lechol Shabbos. There's a machlokas and din in the poskim, the rishonim, and the achronim, about whether we have the same definition for shogeg in other areas of kultur or kula. But basically, when it comes to Shabbos, is you're either shogag b'malacha or shogag b'yom. Either that you know that this is a malacha that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but you forgot today was Shabbos, or you're unaware that this is malacha b'chal on Shabbos, and therefore that's why you engage in malacha. So that's our basic definition of shogeg. Versus mezid, obviously, where you were fully aware that what you were doing is aser, and that today was Shabbos, and you did it nonetheless. So we have a three-way machlokas about whether about the status of Maisa Shabbos. We have Rabbi Meir on the one hand. The Rabbi Meir is pretty simple, the most makel. He says if it's shogeg, and this is how the poskim are going to understand them, it's going to be mutter for everybody on Shabbos, him and everybody else, and b'mezid it's going to be usher until Motzei Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda has a middle shita. He holds that.
He doesn't say until Motzei Shabbos.
What?
He doesn't say until Motzei Shabbos.
Who? That what? What do you mean? Havas Rosh Hashanah Shogeg Lochal B'mezid LoYochal. Okay, the poskim understand him to mean that. Okay, we'll see if you can go on. Tomorrow the Rishonim, it's correct, and the actual memory doesn't say that. But that is that's what he holds. Rabbi Huda is going to hold that's going to be Mutter Motzei Shabbos for everybody. And I know this is not all this information is there, but it's brought out by the Mefarshim. And B'mezid it's going to be Aser for him forever, but for other people it's going to be Mutter Motzei Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan Sadler is going to be Bishogeg. It's going to be Aser for him forever, and Mutter for others Motzei Shabbos. And for me, is it Aser for everybody forever. Okay, great. So how do we pass on Halacha L'maisa? Okay, now I didn't put it on the sheet, but you should know Rabbi Yochanan Sadler actually learns this out from Makar. There are some indications of Yochanan Sadler actually holds that this Isra Maisa Shabbos is Mida Oraisa. Be Paskin Alcha Maisa, that's only Mida Rabbanan. It's Kanat the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yochanan Sadler, at least according to, you know, one day in the Gemara, he holds that it's Isra Mida Oraisa. So let's hold off on that right now. Let's take a look at the Rambam and you tell me how the Rambam Paskins. Yisrael, Sha'asa, Malacha B'Shabbos. Im Avar, Ba'asa B'Zadon. Asa Lo Lianos, Ba'osa Malacha La'olam. So if a person performs in the Isser on Shabbos, it's usher for that individual to benefit from it forever. V'shar Yisrael, mutter lam lianos behem l'motzei Shabbos miyad. It's mutter for others, though, to benefit on Motzei Shabbos immediately. Shenamar, v'shemartem es Shabbos ki kadoshi, ki kadosh ve'in ma'aseh kadosh. Okay, this is the counter-argument to the claim that Motzei Shabbos has a status midoraisa, meaning that the day of Shabbos is kodesh, and not the malachas that you do on Shabbos or Kodesh. But what is the implication? You might have thought that the malacha that I perform on Shabbos has attained the status of Kedusha, of Hekdesh, of Isser. Right, we're learning Dharm now, right? Meaning when you make something, you know, Hekdesh, Kodesh, it becomes Usher to you. So you might think that's a status when it comes to Shabbos as well, because Shabbos has a certain amount of Kedusha. No, we don't hold that way. We have Drasha that it is that Shabbos is Kodesh and not the Maisim are Kodesh. Okay. Ketzat, says the Rambam. Yisrael shabishal b'shabbos b'mezid. Yisrael cooks Shabbos b'mezid. L'motzei Shabbos yochol la'achirim. The others can eat benefit from that mezid cooking on Shabbos. Avalo lo yochol lamas. But he cannot eat it at all. V'mbashal b'shogeg l'motzei Shabbos yochol b'inhu b'inbachirim yad v'chin kliyotu b'zeh. However, if he does it b'shogeg, if he cooks and engages in cooking on Shabbos b'shogeg, then it'd be mutter for him and everybody else l'motzei Shabbos. So who does the Rambam pass like? What?
Eitan
Schneier.
He doesn't pass
it
exactly like anyone.
Well, yeah, I think he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. I think that's the assumption. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh my gosh! That was not
Eitan. Mayor, why is he passing like Rabbi Yehuda?
He said that it's usher for you to eat on Shabbos.
What?
You can't eat it on Shabbos.
You cannot eat it on Shabbos. Okay, but what?
You can eat it after Shabbos.
Okay, right, meaning he passed. Okay. The reason why he passed is like Rabbi Yehuda, we'll explain very clearly. Wait, if it's done be mezid, right? Meaning he has this in between shita. If it's done be mezid, it's usher for that individual cooks. What?
So it's in between.
In between, which is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, meaning in between Rabbi Yochanan and Saad and Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir. Like I said, the Gemara doesn't tell us. The Gemara itself is referring to he himself, okay? Basically. And Rabbi Yochanan Salman throws in the status when it comes to other people. I'm explaining. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda says that. Rabbi Yehuda says, guys, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's usher on Motzei Shabbos. It's usher until Motzei Shabbos, no matter what. And if he doesn't bemaze it, it's usher for him forever. Okay? That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Awesome. Okay. Tosos, however, on the Gemara Chulin, Morluk Rabbi Meir, Mashrish Kenalacha, Vidarish, Bechain Darish Rabba, Parakira, Rabbi Meir. Okay, Tosos learns from the Gemara that Lacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather Lacha is more makel, it's like Rabbi Meir. Where we're not necessarily making distinctions between the individual who violated Shabbos and the person, people who are benefiting, and basically say, very simple, if it's Bishogeg, it's going to be Mutter. If even on Shabbos itself, and it is, if it's amazing, it's going to be Mutter for Motzei Shabbos, for Aser until Motzei Shabbos. Mutter on Motzei Shabbos itself. Okay. Halacha l'maisa, how do we pass them like? Okay? Halacha l'maisa, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yin Ches, Sefal of HaMavashal b'Shabbos, somebody cooked on Shabbos. Oh, Sha'asa Achas Mishar Malachos, right? We're going to add in that it's not just talking about Bishal, but any Malacha, somebody violates Borer. Even Borer is a bit complicated. There's a Prima Gadim that has a suffix about Borer, but we'll leave that aside for now. The Mezid, Asr Lola Ola Malacherim Mutr Lamotzei Shabbos, that if he doesn't be Mezid, it's Asr for him forever, and it's going to be Mutr for others Motzei Shabbos, Miyad, immediately. It'll be Shogeg, but if it's Bishogeg, Asr Bo Bayom Gam Lacherim, Ula Erev Mutr Gam Lo Miyad. Okay, that Bishogeg, it's going to be Mutr for him and for others, but Mutzer on Motzei Shabbos immediately. So who does Shulchan Aruch not surprisingly paskin like? The Rambam. Excellent, right? Shulchan Aruch paskins and basically takes the lashon of the Rambam. So Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like Rabbi Meir, and the Ramah does not Meir anything other than the point about Ein Yehudi, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So okay, at this point, we come up with the halacha that we paskin like Rabbi Meir, and therefore we need it. We're kind of stuck. If somebody violates Shabbos, Shogi, you got to wait till Motzei Shabbos. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda. Did I say Rabbi Meir? I meant Rabbi Yehuda. I apologize. Like Rabbi Yehuda. However, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in source number 5. Mishnah Berurah commenting on the Shulchan Aruch. Kam lachem yinei b'gemara pligi b'inin shogeg u'mezid. But there's a machlokas about shogeg u'mezid. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Sadr does not get so much play halacha l'maisa, but das Shulchan Aruch and the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, who das Rabbi Yehuda, Shekinis Kimo Rif Rambam. The Rambam and the Rif paskin like Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. And therefore, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskin's like. Not surprisingly, because he's using, right, the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam. Okay, excellent. So 2 out of 3, he wins. V'ha-go'onim, v'ha-gra, the go'onim, and the gra, however, hiskim, b'viro, the shitas atosov, siatem, to paskin Rabbi Meir. However, the go'onim and the gra passing like tosos, that they passing like Rabbi Meir. To b'mezit aser bein bo, bein lo, bein lacherim, that b'mezit is going to be aser for them and for everybody else until Motzei Shabbos. U'b'shogi mutter gam lo miyad, but shogi is going to be mutter immediately. And this part is very important. Okay, it's good to know that one, b'shas adchak, one's in a situation where somebody accidentally violated Shabbos, they did b'shogi, they were unaware of what the halacha is. In that situation, there is no ma'isa Shabbos. You can be somich on Rabbi Meir. You can be somich on the makel opinion that b'shogi gets mutter la'achirim even on Shabbos itself, and mutter for them as well, on Shabbos itself. Okay, that's something good to keep in mind. Therefore, you're in a situation where maybe people are unaware of the halacha, and because of doing so, they violate Shabbos. It doesn't create an isser, ma'isa Shabbos. You'll have to benefit from whatever the malacha that took place. Okay. What other exceptions do we have? Okay, there are a lot of exceptions to these. This is good to keep in mind, so we don't feel like we get stuck. Okay. Let's see, in source number 6. What about Isurei Derabanan? Do we make a distinction between Isurei Deoraisa when it comes to Maaseh Shabbos and Isurei Derabanan? So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Chaf Yimah, Lachachas says, Asur Lahatvil Kalim Temeim B'Shabbos Mnei Shehu Kiltakin Kli. Okay, there's an Isurei Derabanan of Tikun Mana of being Tovel and being Matayer Kalim on Shabbos. Okay? About Adam Tamei Mutter Litvav Mnei Nira Kimiyaker. Okay, there's a whole din when it comes to Tefillah B'Shabbos for men, whether it's going to be Mutter or not. Okay? It's a big din in the postgame, obviously. I think Allah Almighty a lot of postgame taina that if you do go to the mikvah every single day, so then that would be a heter to continue to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. If not, it can become issues of bathing and the like. Says the Rambam, but if you ought to go to the mikvah, because one could argue that you're not actually going to be mitire yourself, but rather you're going to cool off. Right, meaning you could. It's not so clear that you're violating a malacha on Shabbos. Ve'ein mazid alav b'Shabbos, and we do not. We do azah on Shabbos. Okay, this part's the important part. Hamatvil kelim b'Shabbos. One who does tefillas kelim b'Shabbos b'shogeg yishtamish behem. If he does it b'shogeg, then what? You could use them. B'mezid lo yishtamish alav motzei Shabbos. But if you do it amazing, you don't care about Shabbos. So then those kelim become asur on Shabbos itself. So what do you point out? What do we see from the Rambam? That we make all on the Rabbanan. Okay, what is the Rambam passing like? Maker did. Yeah. Like Rabbi Yehuda, right? That the Rambam is really machmir, like Rabbi Yehuda, generally speaking. That when it comes to Maaseh Shabbos, that the Shogeg, everybody's going to Asr until Motzei Shabbos. But when it comes to Tefillas Kalim, he is Mekel. So what's the distinguishing factors in the Stira and the Rambam? So the Achronah point out, no, the difference is between an Isser D'Oraisa versus an Isser D'Rabbanan. When it comes to an Isser D'Oraisa, we're going to be Machmir, like Rabbi Meir. When it comes to Isser D'Rabbanan, we will be Mekel. And the Mishnah Berurah himself points it out in source number 7. Achas B'Shar Malachos Vim Hi Malacha D'Rabbanan. If it's a Malacha D'Rabbanan, Ayin B'Bir Agra, take a look with the Bir Agra. Shehirich Lochiach D'Lukuli Alma. Im asa osa b'shogeg ein la'asor b'di'eved. The Bir Agra, the Vilna Gaon points out that according to everybody, you can't asor b'di'eved. Le'anos b'menu v'ayin b'Bir Alacha. Take a look at the Bir Alacha. Expounds upon it and basically says what we just said. Okay, so even according to the Rambam, we're going to be megal when it comes to an Isser D'Rabbanan. Excellent. Okay. What about Machlokas Musak? Okay, this is the next part is actually really important. Is it actually a good prelude to why it's important to actually learn Hilchos Shabbos? Okay? A really important Nekuda. Okay, number one, we have, because Maaseh Shabbos only applies to things which are Asr Mido, right? So, but if you're Shasat Chak, so then also you can be Salmech if you really need to. But what about Machlokas and Psak? Take a look at this Mishnah Berurah. Very important Nekuda. Says Mishnah Berurah, V'kol sheyish safik plukta bezeh. Anytime there is a machlokas in regards to whether one violated Shabbos, iavi b'chal bisho lav or b'shar malachos, ki aygavne in that situation ain less or b'di'eved, that there is no ma'ish to Shabbos. To kol ha'iser hazeh hu rak mi derabanan, the entire iser in the first place is only the derabanan. Shekansu, they made a kenas. Shekansu tzvika derabanan. Lakula, I don't know what happened there. That when it got printed out, some of the words got smushed together. That they were kohenim and safik derabanan lakula. Says the Mishnah Berurah points out a very very important yisod that when it comes to Maaseh Shabbos, what's the nature of Maaseh Shabbos? It's a kenasim derabanan. Now, when it comes to machlokas and psak, so if it's a machlokas and psak, that makes it into a suffix. And what's all klal and klal yipsak? Suffix derabanan lakula. And we're very expansive when it comes to this maisa Shabbos psak. Svekos. These knassos. So for example, if there's a machlokas rishonim or tanayim, that constitutes a suffix and psak, even we paskin the other way. So let me give you a good example. We paskin yesh bishul achar bishul balach. Some people paskin ein bishul achar bishul balach. Okay, therefore, if one, Lamashal, were to accidentally heat up, chicken with sauce Shabbos morning, okay, up until even past the Atzeh lettuce bow on the Plata, so even though Maker Adin according, we would not heat up such chicken, right? You're still allowed to benefit from that chicken, because that's a machlokas and psak, and machlokas and psak, we are mekel. The savi derabanan lekula. How far do we take this? I heard in the Ray Willig that we could even take it to, let's say, Rav Avadya says one thing and Rav Moshe says something else, and they're operating within the world of Sephardic poskim, and Rav Moshe is obviously arguing in the world of, you know, Ashkenazi poskim, and we bounce like Rav Moshe. If Rav Avadya is making on something, that would also be good enough to say that that's a machlokas b'psak, and Maisa Shabbos wouldn't apply in that situation if one to violate it. Yes?
Is this only when you do it with Shogig, or even when you do it with
Mezid? No, I think even Mezid.
Meaning, if I know that there's a machlokas about lach and that we're generally machmir, and I cook it.
So, what you did was bad. But for in terms of the status of that food, so it would be mutter for others to use. You know, let's say, meaning there should be. This is a little bit complicated. Okay, kli shlishi. Actually, let's go with kli shlishi, right? So, famous machlokas between. You know, you have Rav Moshe on one side, and you have like Aruch HaShulchan on the other side. But the Kli Shlishi is Mevashel or not? Okay, you also have the Prima Gadim you can throw in there, the Beis Yosef. The Machlokas is whether Kli Shlishi cooks or not. And therefore, that's the Shaila about whether you can make tea on Shabbos. So even if you are Machmir, like the Aruch HaShulchan and Rosh Shlomo Zalman against Rav Moshe, if one were theoretically to make you a glass of tea on Shabbos, so then you should have no problem drinking that glass of tea, as long as they did it with a Kli Shlishi. Because. It's machlokas b'psak, and there should be no ways of Shabbos. And even if you yourself would never make a glass of tea on Shabbos, nonetheless, that wouldn't be a problem. Okay? Another example. Let's say, you know, there's a big machlokas about what?
Opening soda bottles.
I was going to say even more that soda bottles could be less of a problem with that tea. But let's say opening up cans on Shabbos. According to some poskim, opening cans on Shabbos is a deraisa. Other poskim are mekel. Okay. Same. So, what? What did you say? So okay, so according to some, it's a deraisa. According to some, it is mutter. I think Rosh Shlomo Zalman thinks it's mutter, but I think according to Adir Willig is machmir. I think he thinks it's a pesach chafe, and therefore something deraisa. So in that situation, let's say you are machmir like Rosh Shlomo Zalman, but somebody else opens up the can in front of you because they're bigger Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Okay, so enjoy the can. That's fine. You know, it's not a big deal. Okay, excellent. However, he points out one thing in the bracket that he says, and he quotes in the Prima Gadim, and he says, "Kasev b'magen Rav said, okay, said va'ayin b'sif katan lamid beis with tsarach in k'tzas." That's like the big jumble at the end. What's happening in sif katan lamid beis? In sif katan lamid beis is the one exception to this rule. Okay, there is a big machlokas we showed him, and we're going to hopefully get to this at some point. As to the status of Eroi Kli Rishon. Okay, let's back up for a second, okay? Kli Rishon, we're going to talk about it. Kli Rishon is the pot that was on the fire. That's called a Kli Rishon. So let's say you have an urn that's plugged in and heating up with a heating element on it. That's called a Kli Rishon. You have a pot of soup that was on the fire. The pot and the soup that's in the pot, that's Kli Rishon. Okay? There's something called Eroi Kli Rishon. What is Eroi Kli Rishon? When I pour from the Kli Rishon into the Kli Sheni. Now, this is, I'm just going to say this, that's how you have to accept this at this point. Basically speaking, Kli Rishon is Mevashel, whether it's on the fire or not on the fire. And generally speaking, Kli Sheni is Eino Mevashel. You can't cook things in Kli Sheni. What? What about a hot plate? There's a difference between a hot plate and a black, so let's hold off on that for now. Good question. Okay. But let's take our example with the soup pot. Okay? So, Lamashal, let's say I will not have a voice tomorrow morning. I'm wasting my entire voice on you guys, alright? So, yeah, it's very nice, I know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow morning when I teach, but whatever. Okay.
He's married, though.
Too bad for them. Okay, anyways, what's it called? So, so generally speaking, a Kli Rishon is Mevashel, but a Kli Sheni is not. So, for example, let's say a person has onion soup, okay? And obviously, what do you put in onion soup?
Cheese
obviously. So then, pasher. French onion soup, you don't put cheese in it?
Yes. Yan pasher.
Okay, thank you. Anyways, so if one were to take, if one were to put cheese in a French onion soup that was from a pot that was removed from the fire, so that actually would be bishul de oraisa to the cheese when you place it into the pot. However, if you, let's say, were to pour the onion soup into another bowl, that would be a klisheni. So, okay, we may not put the cheese directly in there immediately because it's an kolkali bishul, but generally speaking, that does not have the koach to actually cook things. Okay, the klisheni does not have the koach to cook things. Halachically, what about iroi kli rishon? What about pouring from a kli rishon onto a kli sheni? Okay, so on the one hand, do we view it where it's headed, or do we view it as where it came from? So there's a three-way machlokas in Tosfos. Okay, one holds that we view it from where it came from, therefore it's mevashel. Another day it says that no, it once it leaves the confines of the kli rishon, therefore it's a klisheni already. It's no longer a kli rishon. The shita that we paskin like is that somewhat in between. It's bevashal kidei klipa. What does that mean? It cooks, but only the outer edge of whatever you're pouring it onto. Okay? So it's an in-between status. It doesn't cook like a kli rishon, but it's not make it like a klisheni. What? So their nafkamina is when it comes to, let's say, yoridea stuff. Let's say you tarfas, you know, fell on a piece of chicken. Some milk fell on a piece of chicken on the outside. So then you might only have to be from a klisheni. You might be vashel with a klipa, or same with your plates, or same with your meaning. Those would be some nafkaminas. Or on Shabbos, you know, let's say you want to get rid of the outer edge. Now we spoke about, right? We spoke about Maisa Shabbos, right? We spoke about Maisa Shabbos that if there's a machlokas in Pesach, so you should be fine. So let's say somebody does iroi kli rishon on something. Let's say somebody pours directly from the urn onto their tea bag. Should that be mutter or asr, even if we wouldn't want to do the lechachila? So it should be mutter because of the machlokas of Pesach. However, the Magen Avraham points out in the Mishnah Paskins this way, very interestingly enough, for some reason in that situation, that is in one exception to machlokas of Pesach. For some reason, we completely reject the shita that says that it's Eino Mevashel, and therefore, if one does iroi kli rishon, then we see that the thing that they did iroi kli rishon to has the status of Maisa Shabbos. Was that clear? So, Lamashal, this is exactly what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham says in the Mishnah Berurah, if one were to pour from the urn directly onto the tea bag, it would be usher to neneh from that tea bag, because that tea bag would have had a bishul de oraisa. Even though there's a machlokas in Pesach, this is the one exception to machlokas in Pesach. Okay, so it's something to keep in mind in the back of heads. It's a tzarech iyun why this is the case, but nonetheless, basically speaking, other than that one case, if you know, if you learn some of the Gemaras about bishul or about Shabbos, or you know some of the shitas in the poskim, you know the Magen Avraham, you know the Taz, you know the Mishnah Berurah, you know the Aruch HaShulchan, you know Ravad, you know Rosh Hashanah and Arbach, you know some things, and there's machlokas about this, you don't have to worry about Maisa Shabbos, even if somebody decides to paskin a different way than you paskin, or if they end up accidentally violating, as long as there's some shita out there, Maisa Shabbos doesn't apply. Somebody had a question? I'm sorry.
In the example of a tea bag, let's say,
yeah.
Is the action itself usur, or is I'm not usur?
The action itself is for sure usur, that's bishul. And then what we're trying to determine is, well, now that I performed a usur action, can I benefit from that isur? So, I mean, that's the Maisa Shabbos component, but for sure usur to do. Okay. Great. So this brings us to okay, great. So this brings us to a bit of an interesting differentiation that we're going to see how we pass on the halacha ma'aseh when it comes to benefiting from an Isser on Shabbos. Take a look in source number 9 when it comes to Amir L'Nachri, Amir L'Akam. Once again, what's Amir L'Nachri? Asking a non-Jew to perform halacha for you on Shabbos. Yisrael Shamalein Yehudi, Lazos Lo Malacha B'Shabbos. A Yisrael who asks an Eino Yehudi to perform malach for them on Shabbos, mutu lo li nos ba la erev b'kidei she'yaseh. What's a halacha? It's mutter for you to benefit from that malacha as long as you wait. Kidei she'yaseh. What does kidei she'yaseh mean?
Until
Exactly, the amount of time that it would take to perform that malacha on Motzei Shabbos. So, the analogy of cooks, were you a steak on Shabbos? Other than the Bishul Akum questions, okay. Leaving that aside. So, you need to wait to eat the steak, the amount of time it would take to cook the steak on Motzei Shabbos. Fine.
What about turning lights on?
What?
Like the lights turned on,
and
then you wait
for them. Okay, hold off on turning on lights. Were you on Shabbos? I'll tell them that right now. It's a good question. Says Mr. Brura, explaining why this is the case. For lo kodem, why can I benefit before that? If I don't allow you, sorry, if we don't make it kana, so you're not allowed to benefit from it right away, immediately. Motzei Shabbos, so what's going to happen? You don't want to save time. You're going to ask, and it's going to come and lead you to continually violate the Isra of Mila Nachri, and continue to ask non-Jews to perform malacha for you on Motzei Shabbos. And we obviously don't want that to happen, and therefore we are makbid for Yirei Kadesh Yasu. Therefore, there is no impetus whatsoever to ask this non-Jew to perform malacha for you on Shabbos. However, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch that we've already read in Shinin Ches. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, b'meizid, asur lo la'olam, u'lacherim matur l'motzei Shabbos, miyad. When it comes to Ma'isa Shabbos, it's matur Kadesh Yasu? No, it's matur immediately. What is the difference between Amilu Nachri and Ma'isa Shabbos? Ostensibly, they are the same thing, correct? It is the opportunity to benefit from an Isser that was performed on Shabbos. So why should we have a differentiation or distinction that is made in Halakha between Amilu Nachri and Ma'isa Shabbos? Any thoughts? Okay, so why don't you think about it? And there are 3 days. Yeah, Jimmy?
You think that being that asking to do something is a much more common doing for something.
Asking it?
I'm asking to do something, and maybe I'm not doing anything.
Very good, okay, excellent, fantastic. So that's what the Taz says in source number 12, that the Isra Mila Narkle will be calming enough. It'll be something which will, you know, become light in your eyes. Like, what's the big deal? Right, meaning Amir Lenachri unfortunately gets a bad rap as it is. It's pretty called in a Amiso, unfortunately. So this will certainly help the kalas of the Isser. People will just ask non-Jews to violate Shabbos left and right. Okay, there are a couple other answers given in the Magen Avraham. He quotes Arash, which is very important for our discussion, as well as the Mishnah Berurah in Torah number 14. Let's hold off on that until next week. When we do that, I want to go through the other answers about the difference between Ma'isa Shabbos and Amilu Nachri, why the difference between Miyad and Kadesh Yasu, and what are the nafkaminas between the two reasons. It will lead us to a very interesting discussion about modern contemporary issues in Eretz Yisrael of, let's say, benefiting from Isser Shabbos from Jews who are unfortunately not yet from. So everybody have a wonderful week, and Mirza Shem will pick up next week.
Last year we were wrong. I have a big issue.